If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Peaks My Mornings, Moose Breezy, 50 for the high today. Anyone ever catch someone swiping on Bumble or Hinge while on the actual date itself?
That's insane.
It's a brave move, if you ask me.
It is. It definitely is. I mean, like, listen, when you go out with somebody, I think even going on Instagram or going on your phone at all, like, you're there to get to know somebody. You're there to make a connection. You've been doing the phone thing for probably X amount of weeks or months.
Quite some time.
So let's be present.
I got word.
It's rude.
It is rude. I got word over the weekend from a buddy of mine who lives out of state that the girl he went on an actual date with, according to him, disrespected his time, disrespected his wallet.
Yikes.
Because they seemed like they were having a great time. He excuses himself to go use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the way back, because her back is now facing him on the way back to the table, and as he's passing her, he could see she's on her phone and she's swiping on Bumble while on the date.
Yikes, man.
And he got really kind of like agitated by that. And he's like, it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And he goes, you're on a date with me. You seem like you're having a good time, but still looking for other options while out with me. I'm like, yeah, that's tough. I'm sure a lot of people are guilty of doing that.
That's the problem with this world and dating and, you know, us as a society. It's like we're never satisfied with what we have. We're always looking for the next best thing. We're always looking for our next fix.
It's tough. I think so many of us are obsessed at this point in our life with the instant gratification.
Correct.
And even though you might be enjoying yourself, you constantly have this voice in the back of your head saying, what's next? What's the next best thing? That is a dangerous place to be, because when it comes to instant gratification, we're talking about everything.
I struggle with that. The music we listen to.
If something doesn't catch your attention in the first 2 seconds, you're gone. You're done.
Well, that's like what we talked about just a week or two ago when I was talking about how I like skip around in songs. Like it's a 4-minute song and I only listen to like the mark 2:15 and then I listen to that part and then I get out of it.
You got to 2 minutes?
I like will literally
She'll scrub through
I'll
the
just skip
song
through and find the part that I like, listen to that part, and then leave.
Yeah, see, it's tough. It's really tough.
But I think this begs a bigger question of, listen, I think it was rude of her to do that on the actual date, but I think just like talking and having an open conversation about when does one get off the dating apps? Is it 2 dates? Is it a month into talking? Is it not until you have that initial conversation with the person that you're dating? I think, you know, intern Joe, I've been with my girlfriend for a year now. Intern Joe just started dating his girlfriend. And this actually kind of came up at the Bachelor auction when you were trying to introduce her. She was trying to introduce herself and it was like a little awkward because you hadn't had that conversation yet.
Right.
She basically, instead of like introducing herself as, hey, I'm Joe's date, she said what?
Plus one.
I'm Joe's plus one. And I looked at Breezy and I go, that's awkward.
Yeah.
But you
she
guys
didn't know what to say because they like didn't have that conversation, right?
Right.
But and now you guys are in a committed relationship together.
Yeah.
You're happy. Things are going red. Big red. Things are going well. She's a redhead. She's a very pretty girl. We call her Big Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like you obviously went on a date with her and then kept going on the apps, right? Or no?
Only to message her. Out until we set up the first date. I like
got it. Yeah.
Wait, so you stopped going on it after you even had the first initial date set up?
So I also am a very busy guy and I don't have a lot of time.
So busy.
I mean, I haven't got more than 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, my guy is on no
days.
Yeah, no sleep. True. My dude isn't sleeping.
That's what happens when you go to Red Jug the whole weekend. But anyways, that's...
Now, the question I want to ask, too, is how many of you, 585-252-9800, and you can be honest here, how many of you are on more than one dating app at the same time?
How much my does buddy, this cost now?
My buddy, I told him, I said, how are you not exhausted? Because the only thing these dating apps are distracting. He's on Bumble, he's on Tinder, he's on Coffee Meets Bagel, and he's on Plenty of Fish. And I'm like, you're keeping track of all those profiles. Irene just texted in and says, hi, good morning, guys. You are free to date whoever you wish, in my opinion, until you and the guy have the talk about becoming exclusive. So it doesn't matter that you're still swiping at the table while on the date with him?
Yeah, I mean, I say, like, go out with whoever, but, like,
you know,
at least be respectful while you're with the person.
I know, she couldn't wait to get home. She was looking for options right away. I was like, you know what, buddy? Maybe the date wasn't going as well as you made it out to be.
Is that a sign?
I don't know.
Like, they weren't vibing? She's like, I'm over this. I'm swiping.
I said, did you go in for the kiss? He said, no, she did. I said, come on.
There's a lot of mixed signals here.
I was like, she went in for the kiss? What woman goes in for the first kiss on the first date?
That's bold. I mean, a lot.
I was like, dude, you don't...
Maybe
well,
just
yeah.
Dating the wrong ones. I don't know. Are you initiating everything?
It's because Moose is still hung up on his high school girlfriend.
That is so true.
This is your last day. I want you to know that. This is your last day today, Joe. Thank you.
See you at Fair I Come.
Thank you so much. You know what? Let's wrap it up. We're going to go home now.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.